We're going to turn now to an exodus that's turned into one of the largest in Latin American history. More than 2 million people have left Venezuela since 2014. That's due to shortages of food and medicine and hyperinflation, among many other problems. Many leave with the goal of finding work and sending money to relatives back in Venezuela. But due to tighter controls on remittances, some poor Venezuelans who rely on that money have to leave the country to get it. Reporter John Otis has more.
A security guard opens the gates at the Western Union office here in Cúcuta, a Colombian city on the Venezuelan border. It's 8 a.m., but there's already a long line of people. Most are Venezuelans. They include Ligia Ardila, a physical therapist from the Venezuelan city of Mérida. It's a four-hour bus ride to Cúcuta, but Ardila needs the $180 sent by a cousin who left Venezuela to work in Panama. In Venezuela, she says, inflation is out of control. The only people who can buy things are those who receive remittances. Everyone else is going hungry. Economists estimate that in the past year, Venezuelans living abroad have sent more than $1 billion to their relatives back home. Even small amounts can be a lifeline because Venezuela's minimum wage is less than a dollar a day. So says Daniel Pallez, a Venezuelan who moved his advertising agency to Colombia several years ago.
For example, my case. I start just helping my mother. Then I start helping my aunt, friends, other family, cousin, and maybe just send $5, $10. But it's incredible money for the people over there.
But getting that money back home is a major hassle. Due to financial chaos in Venezuela, some banks refuse to transfer money to the country. Recently, the Venezuelan government declared that remittances can only be collected through official exchange houses. But these offer unfavorable exchange rates, causing recipients to lose large chunks of their money. Venezuelans near Colombia often come to banks and exchange houses here in Cúcuta.
Pero hambre, un niño también una vez con mi compañera, niño llori llori cuando dimos cuenta que el niño tenía hambre.
At Western Union, office manager Andrea Rubio says Venezuelan customers often show up malnourished and with children in tow crying of hunger.
Y tiene que esperar cobrar su remesa para poder salir a...
They wait in line to collect their remittances just so they can buy food, Rubio says. They arrive here with no money. For now, Ardila, the physical therapist, is doing a little better. In addition to food, she's using her remittances in Cúcuta to buy school supplies and sinus medicine, both of which are scarce in Venezuela. After that, she'll board a bus for Venezuela. But Ardila says she will be coming back to Colombia as soon as her cousin can send more money. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Cúcuta, Colombia.